Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, welcome back to Rebecca Neal podcast. We have a solo episode today, and it's a topic that I actually was having a conversation with someone around, and I thought, you know what, that is what I'm going to talk about on the podcast this week. You guys know I always talk about things that potentially are happening in my life or my clients' lives or conversations that I'm having with industry experts or friends alike. And so this topic around self-discipline really got me excited to share more on this because, you know, it's safe to say there are a load of motivational bullshit like floating around on social media land, right? It's everywhere. It's intended to get you off your butt and into action. And I get it. It is with good intention. And sometimes like I love scrolling and reading quotes and in all the motivational things and feeling the buzz and they do work, but these reels and IGTV and YouTube and TikTok and podcasts and blogs and emails and all of the things, they do give you a buzz and they do give you energy and, you know, they help you in the beginning to stay motivated. However, it really only keeps you motivated until you see that next post or you get that next dose of inspiration, because the ideal of motivation has always been, I guess, offered up as a recipe for success, right? Or to have a successful life or a business or whatever it may be that you're seeking. And the passion that wakes you up in the morning and helps you, you know, tick off your to-do list. But I want to get real for a moment here. We are damn humans, right? Which means that we are super inconsistent as fuck at times. And you cannot expect that the same human being who feels emotions and goes through the many ups and downs of life, think about it, like when you have a heartache or, you know, something goes wrong or your kids are playing up, like you're not feeling your best self, right? And it's really hard to have that same level of motivation and enthusiasm when those things are going on, right? Each and every day. So if you're waiting around for motivation, especially on those days to assist you, you're going to be waiting a long time. And so the single most important ingredient that I believe for success is self-discipline. And we all know who this guy is, right? Self-discipline is a regulatory action imposed on the self, by the self, and for the self. So this is where we are accountable to ourselves for our actions. So mastering self-discipline and self-control can be super challenging. And it's actually quite a new concept for people, which makes it harder and feel more out of reach to achieve. Because we've been so conditioned, if we think about it from childhood, right? We are systemized, we're conformed like by our parents, by authority, by teachers, like from a very young age, right? And so what I see often in business or with those who live out their full, you know, they live out, leave their full-time job and go and start their own business, all of a sudden they have this sense of living their life on their terms, like this free to do whatever they want, when they want. And maybe this is you. Maybe you're like, yep, I'm starting my new business. I'm quitting my full-time job. But what happens is there's no one telling you what to do anymore. Like there's no one saying you can and can't have this, or you need to have this done by a certain time, or hello, no deadlines or anything. If you're not setting them for yourself when you work for yourself, or you don't have clients that you owe things to by a certain time, then you don't have any, right? And this is freedom, like is both enthralling and frightening at the same time, right? Because you are the sole claimer of what you make of yourself. You are in charge of your success. You are in charge of your income. You are in charge of everything. And I've been super blessed to be able to do this for such a long time that it's second nature now. I haven't worked for someone for a very long time. I'd actually have anxiety the other way around. So if I had to go and work for someone, I'd actually freak out. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't even know how to show up. Like it'd be quite scary for me the other way, right? So what it is, like, I actually saw this through the COVID lockdown time when people were working from home. Like, a lot of people started to not really know how to find that motivation or inspiration or what to do or how to show up and be like from their home space because it was so new to them, right? So it, like, as you can see, it's so much easier to control other people, but self-discipline is a whole different ballgame, right? You either become too lenient with yourself or you're extremely self-critical. And so either you fall into the traps of procrastination or perfection. And self-discipline is neither of those things, right? Self-discipline is an action of the firmness of an authority within the support and love of self. So we have to love ourselves through self-discipline. And I love how Nikola Tesla says, I could only achieve success in my life through self-discipline, and I applied it until my wish and my will became one. So in this episode, what I want to do, because remember we're doing short bursts of inspiration in between doing guest interviews, I want to share with you guys some of the tips that I use or how I teach my clients around self-discipline and how you can, I guess, helping you get started or learning how to master the art of self-discipline. This is what's going to help you lead you down the road to success, whether it's in life or in your new business, right? So a couple of tips for you for today. So get your pen and paper or come back to this if you're out running, listening to this or driving, but I want you to take some notes. So firstly, I want you to follow the 4S rule. Start small and start slow. I've seen it way too many times over the years, people throwing their willpower off the cliff because they're just way too excited and ambitiously setting these initial goals too high. I want to make 100 grand in 6 months. I want to do this. And I'm not saying you can't do these things, but just like when you're learning any new skill, the art of self-discipline requires slow, deliberate, and repeated actions, one after the other. And so when you're setting unrealistic goals at the initial stage of setting yourself up, you're going to fall flat on your face pretty fast, right? So keep in mind that the smaller successes at the start of your business, or if it's a health goal or weight loss goal or anything like that, will give you a buzz and it will actually set the tone for self-discipline going forward, right? The next thing I want you to think about is goal setting, right? And what I want you to do is goal set for both long-term and short-term. So having the bigger vision is definitely what it's about. It's so exciting. It's something I work greatly on with my private one-to-one clients when we first start together. And I actually offer one-off sessions for people to dive in around vision casting because I really believe that this is the key of starting your business, right? You want to have a vision for the future. And I asked this question today on a call with someone and I said, what is the vision? Like, where do you want to take this? Like, how big do you want this to be? What is the long-term goal? And a lot of the time people can't answer that question, right? They're not really sure how to do that. And, or they're like got this extravagant goal and then they don't really know how to reverse engineer it back, right? And this is why having a business mentor is really important. So when we have these bigger visions, we want to then divide it into smaller chunks. Chunks is what sets you up for the win, right? This is what I want you to do. I want you to make sure that your daily and weekly goals are measurable and they take you in the right direction for the final destination. And this is why reverse engineering is so powerful, because you know what the end goal is and then you take the steps backwards to get to where you are today to then go forward, right? So setting goals both long-term and short-term is very, very important. Knowing your distractions. This is another thing that you need to really get down pat for self-discipline. Yep, I mean Netflix, those subscriptions or anything else that needs to go on hold for a little while if this is important to you. If whatever you're creating self-discipline around, and it may just be life, like to achieve great success in life, and you can look at athletes, they're a great example of self-discipline. To achieve the greatest level of whatever it is you're trying to do, you need to be disciplined. Like, you think about if you have a weight loss goal, if you have a health goal, if you want to wake up earlier in the morning, if you want to build a business, make $10,000 a month, like whatever these things are, you need to find self-discipline, right? So what are the distractions that are stopping you from having that discipline? When you understand your distraction triggers, this means that you're able to cut down the time that you either spend on these things or you may wish to eradicate it completely, depending on what it is. And it could be anything from socializing with friends too often, Netflix, entertainment, social media, or even enjoying a good fiction novel or something that's unrelated, you know, to what you're doing. They need to be evaluated when you have an important goal of, you know, creating self-discipline in your life. The next tip I have for you is the 5-minute run to beat procrastination, right? I used to teach this one to my clients in the gym many moons ago when I was in the fitness space. However, it was more of a 10-minute rule. This is the 5-minute rule, but this is the 10-minute rule I used to teach them. I would say to them, even on the days when you don't feel like training or don't feel like eating healthy, I want you to just do it for 10 minutes. Just get started. And if after those 10 minutes you still don't feel like it, then you can stop. And it's the same with tasks in your business or in your life. Give yourself 5 minutes, and if you don't feel like continuing, then stop. And what I've found and observed over time with working with a variety of different clients in different niches and industries is that once they start, they are more often than not likely to continue. It's a technique that they use. It's in CBT. It's a cognitive behavioral therapy technique. The greatest takeaway here that I want you to remember, the key to completing a task is simply getting started. So the key to completing a task is actually simply just starting it. The next tip I have for you around self-discipline is I want you to become your greatest cheerleader and support team. Now, if you ever see me in the gym, you'll potentially more often than not see me actually talking to myself at times. When the exercise is tough, I'm actually coaching myself through the last few reps or the set because it is tough and I can feel my mind taking over my body. My body can achieve it, but my mind is trying to convince me otherwise. It's trying to make me stop working out, trying to just, you know, I've done enough today, whatever it might be, right? And so the key here with this is not to be overcritical of yourself or boss yourself around, but become your greatest support, your mentor, your coach, whatever it might be, your encourager to help you achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. After all, self-discipline is actually self-service. So really want you to be kind to yourself and be your cheerleader. And it's talking yourself through things. I do it in my business as well, at home in my office. I sit there and I sometimes talk myself through what I've got to do. What are the tasks that I'm doing? Now, we've all heard the saying, smell the roses along the way. It's so true, right? Take time to celebrate the small wins. It's so easy to neglect or underestimate like the importance of small wins, and simply because you're not there yet, you know, insert eye roll emoji there. You know, we're never there yet, so we're never achieving anything, or we're not celebrating along the way, right? The bigger goal has still not been reached, so you don't want to celebrate. But as you've heard it, I'm sure many times over before, it's not just about the destination, it's about the journey along the way. And I often say you actually won't, without the journey, you won't be able to handle the destination, because what happens is along that journey, along the way to the destination, it's who you become. You become this person. I say with every new level, there's a new devil. Every step along your journey to that destination creates the person that you need to become to be able to appreciate or to enjoy the successes at the end. Like, I use this example quite a lot around, you know, when someone wins the lotto, how often they lose that money very quickly or give that money away or whatever it might be, right? It's because their mindset around money didn't change. Just the amount of money that they had in their bank account changed. They were still the same person, still the same mindset, still the same everything, but they suddenly had more money and they didn't know what to do with it. And I mean, it doesn't always happen that way, but it's quite often true, and stories are that people lose the money quite quickly. And so that's where, you know, that I go back to that. It's who you become along the way to the destination. It's really important. So every stumble, every failure, every mistake, every coach you invest in, every podcast, everything you do is creating the best version of you to be able to be at that end destination, to be able to handle it pretty much, right? So I want you to enjoy the small successes along the way, because that's what's going to also help you with your willpower. It's going to strengthen your willpower. It's going to affirm your successes in your mind. These wins are actually your fuel to keep going. example, in the gym, right? If you're on a weight loss journey or on trying to get lean, I know when I was doing bodybuilding and competing, each week I was achieving small goals to the end goal. And so every time I looked a bit leaner or I felt this or I did this, it was like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. This is working. I'm going to keep going. And it's the same in your business and it's the same in anything else you're trying to achieve in life. So really do set small goals along the way and also enjoy the small wins along the way when you tick those goals off. So to close out today's episode, I want to remind you of this. Imperfection is actually the key to success. I want you to complete the task. I don't want you to fall into the trap of not getting started or not doing anything because I'm not ready. I'm not perfect yet. I don't know enough yet. Because the perfection part is what's going to lead to stagnation. Allow yourself times of rest and breaks when you need them for sure. However, what I want you to focus on is taking inspired action. Imperfectly perfect messy action is what's going to get you where you need to go, not waiting till you're perfect and ready because you never start. Self-discipline, like once it is learned, ironically, is the greatest form of freedom that you will ever experience. So I want you this week, today, have a little more faith in yourself and just get started. So if you're putting something off, and I know right now you're thinking, oh my gosh, yes, I'm putting that thing off. I want you to start that and I want you to tell me about it. DM me on Instagram, tag me in this episode, whatever it might be. I want you to start that thing and have a little more faith in yourself and set yourself up to win with self-discipline because that's what's going to get you there. Not the motivation, not the quotes, not the all those things. It's this the self-discipline that you're going to teach yourself to have because on the days when you don't give a fuck and you don't want to do it, it's the discipline to achieve the goal or the desired outcome that's going to get you out of bed, that's going to get you to take that action. I hope today's episode has been helpful. As always, please let me know what you think. Tag me in your story, send it to a friend, whatever it is that you need. I'm always here for a chat as well. And if you want to book in a coaching session, the links are in the show notes. You can do that. I'm always open to chat about your business and see if we're the right fit to work together. Until next episode, enjoy the rest of your day.